In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We begin now Lesson 14 in the Catechism, page 88. And it starts with the phrase from the Apostles' Creed, "I believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting." This lesson has to do especially with the second coming of Christ. Christ has told us that he is coming again at the end of the world. He will come sitting on the clouds of heaven, and his angels with him. The bodies of all those who have died will rise and go to meet him. It is then that he will judge the living and the dead. In the cartoon they have at the beginning of it, you see the angels with their trumpets, which is symbolic of the way that they will call forth those who have died and even the living. So you see in the cartoon the souls of those who have died rising up. And that's good. But we could also say that there will be souls who will go down. And amongst the living, there are those who will receive vision or the call, the second coming, with joy and acceptance, and others with consternation. This is very hard to put in a drawing, of course, one little drawing, and one should not be too critical of it. But the living accept or react to the vision in one of two ways, either calmly accepting their hands raised up, and the ones on the right, the far right, in consternation. But we should keep in mind that any slight sin, no matter how small that we are attached to, any slight sin, and we would not be able to stand the sight of God. So, we'll take the cartoons here with certainly not the same authority as the text itself. That's important to realize, I think. Question 176. What is meant by the resurrection of the body? By the resurrection of the body is meant that at the end of the world the bodies of all men will rise from the earth and be united again to their souls, never more to be separated. And here, of course, there is a great doctrine, which is denied by many, that these bodies really are ours. You have the doctrine of reincarnation, say, which is accepted in the Far East, and by other religions. There's people around here, I suppose, who believe in such a thing. But the Catholic position, the truth, is simply that this body, it's really me. It isn't just some vehicle to transport me from one place to another. If someone hits me in the face, well, they hit me. They don't just hit this vehicle. And this union of body and soul is what it means to be a human being. It's essential to humanity. So that is what either gets glorified or damned at the end. Question 177. Will the bodies of the just rise? The bodies of the just will rise to share forever in the glory of their souls. And again, we are not just spirits. We are body and soul. Question 178. Has the body of any human person ever been raised from the dead and taken into heaven? By the special privilege of her assumption, the body of the Blessed Virgin Mary, united to her immaculate soul, was glorified and taken into heaven. We could say that there's another example of this, in a sense, from the Old Testament. Saint Elias, or sometimes in the other translations called Saint Elijah, being taken to heaven in a fiery chariot. But more about the assumption later. We need to get into that a little deeper. Question 179. will the bodies of the damned also rise? And the answer is, the bodies of the damned will also rise to share in the eternal punishment of their souls. It completes or fulfills the punishment. And that is a part of divine justice, and also, mysteriously, a part of divine mercy. The bodies, again, of the damned is part of who they are, and they are the ones who are being punished, not just their spirits or not just their bodies, them. Question 180. What is the judgment called which will be passed on all men immediately after the general resurrection? The judgment will be passed on all men immediately after the general resurrection. It's called the general judgment. And there are some texts here from sacred scripture which concern this. Let's listen to them. But when the Son of Man shall come in his majesty, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate them one from another, as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, Come, blessed of my Father, take possession of the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Then he will say to those on his left hand, Depart from me, accursed ones, into the everlasting fire, which was prepared for the devil and his angels. Do you have there a drawing the goats there going to the left? Our Lord's hand pointing them away from him, and his open hand directing him to heaven. And there's Our Lady, the Blessed Mother, to receive her children. It would be a wonderful thing if we could be Mary's sheep, so to speak, and really have her as our spiritual mother. She will not let us down. She is infallible in her taste, her judgment, her intellect, and her guidance of us as our spiritual mother. Never was it known that anyone who fled to her protection or implored her help or sought her intercession was left unaided.